The inspired writer said, the Lord has been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, even thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. And because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. And life is worth the living just because he lives. Amen. You have your personal copy of the world's bestseller. I want to call your attention to Luke. Good to see my brother come in, Brother Earl. I see they turn him loose, Marilyn. So. Amen. Amen. Luke 22. We're going to look at verses 31 and 32. Luke chapter 22, verses 31 and 32. If you have that, say amen. I'm going to ask you to read this text after me. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Let's read verse 32 again. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Amen. And let me say, before we get into the message, that we're just excited and delighted to see Sister Rachel and the new baby. Amen. Now, I made her a promise. Y'all help me do this. Rachel, I don't know all of this, but I'm going to try a little of it because for you. I told my sister when Rachel came, we got to sing this song. Amen. So we get better at it. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken, and let the church say amen. And Rachel, we're going to get better at that. I promise you. Amen. So good to see you. Amen. 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 This morning, I want to announce this subject, and I want you to repeat this subject after me. I want to talk this morning about why we must become stronger in 2015. Let's say it again. Why we must become stronger in 2015. We need to hear the gospel, church. We need to believe the gospel. We need to obey the gospel. And the good news is so amazing that God loved us so much, loved you so much, that he committed himself to the incarnation. The word became flesh and lived among us. We beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. God was so committed to you that he became a human being. God was so committed to you and to me that he committed himself to the crucifixion. He died for our sins according to the scriptures. God loved us so much and he was so committed to us that he committed himself to the resurrection. He was raised from the dead for our justification. He was so committed to us that he made it possible that we could live a new life with new aspirations and new hopes and new outlooks. God teaches us in the gospel how to live, how to think, and how to be the best that we can be. And in the word of God, he teaches us that as we live life, we've got to get stronger. We must become stronger. The most productive state in which to live your life is a joyful state. The more joy you can have in your life, the better your life gonna be. The more you can learn to laugh, even at yourself, because other folks laughing at you, the better your life will be. My life is better if I live in a peaceful state, if I'm not anxious and worried and frustrated. My life is better if I live in a peaceful state. And my life is better when I have strength in my life. I can live a better life, a more productive life, when I'm strong and have strength in my life. So I want to talk about, this is a new year. I want to talk about three reasons why we've got to get stronger in 2015. Aren't you glad about the possibilities for this year? Amen. Isn't God great? Isn't God good to you that he allowed you to see it? And he gave you some blessings to go with it. He didn't just give us the year, but he gave us, the Bible says he gives us richly all things to enjoy. Every good gift, every perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. I tell you, God is so good and so great, and we are so appreciative. So the first thing I want you to see in reference to this is scriptural exhortations. Get strong. The Bible has many purposes. It's a multi-purpose book. Religion should do four important things in our lives. Let me mention these four things that it should do. Number one, it should provide explanation. Religion should explain some things about you, about your life, about your destiny, about your future. So religion, scripture, provides explanation. How did this world get here? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. What's the meaning of life? I've come that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly. A second thing scripture or religion should do for us is inspiration. God knows I need to be inspired. Amen. I like to be around inspiring people. Don't you? And I know nobody more inspiring than the Son of God. Isn't he an inspiring figure? Man, love you so much to die for you. That can inspire you. Amen. The third thing scripture should do for us, or religion should do for us, is provide consolation. Because sometime in life you're going to need to be consoled. Amen. We don't always have sunshine. Sometime it rains. Sometime the wind blows. Sometime the rain descends. Sometime the floods rise. Sometime I have setbacks and losses. And so in those moments I need consolation. Need somebody to come by and tell me everything gonna be all right. We need to hear that, don't we? Well, this book tells us that though weeping may endure for a night, joy comes in the morning. I need consolation. And then this book, number four, it provides for us exhortation. That is encouragement. How many this morning need some encouragement? We need encouragement. That is, I need somebody to help me to stay on the right road. I need somebody to help me to keep doing what I'm doing that's in my best interest. Is that right? When I talk about exhortation, that means encouragement. And here's what the encouragement the Bible gives us about strength. Number one, it says, be strong. Be strong. Amen. Be strong. If you gotta be something, go on, be strong. Amen. Number two, it says, get strong. Get strong. If you're not strong presently, get some strength. And number three, it tells us to go and strengthen some other people. When you be strong, when you are strong, or you be strong, and you get strong, it's not just for you. Jesus told Peter, I prayed for you. And when you are converted, when you gain strength, I want you to reach out and touch somebody. I want you to reach out and strengthen somebody. Don't just live just for you. Strengthen some other people who may not be as strong as you. Don't put them down, help them up. Don't be like the man in corporate America who said, if you see a hand on the ground, if it ain't yours, step on it. That's not the way of Christ. If you see a man down, lift him up. Amen. And so we're exhorted to be strong. Now, don't underestimate the strength that you have. Give yourself credit for the things you do. Sometimes people can focus on the negative. I mean, you do some things right, don't you? Praise God. So don't underestimate the strength that you already have in your life. Give yourself credit for the strength that you presently have. And then don't overestimate the strength that you have. Don't think you are stronger than you really are. Peter told Jesus that I'm strong. And he said, I'm ready to go to prison with you. I'm ready to die. But Jesus said, no, you're really not. Because before this night is over, three times you will deny that you even know me. You're not as strong as you think you are. So let us not underestimate our strength. Let us not overestimate our strength. And let us not think that we are presently so strong we don't need to get any more strength. Don't think because you do have some strength that you don't need to be building and strengthening the strength that you have. So the scripture tells you, be strong, get strong, and share your strength with other people. Here's the second thing I want you to see this morning, and that is, why should you get strong? Why should you get strong? Now, I want to share with you a parable that I think illustrates why we should get strong. That was a parable told that in Africa, every morning when the gazelle wakes up, He knows that he must outrun the fastest lion, or he will be eaten. In the morning, when the lion wakes up in Africa, he recognizes that he must outrun the slowest gazelle, or he will starve. So whether you are a lion or a gazelle, when the sun comes up, you better be running. Is that all right? And that's true about life. When the sun comes up, you better be running. When the sun comes up, there are some things that you're going to have to do. And you know why there's some things you've got to do it? Because life demands strength. There will be some challenges. There will be some confrontations that life will present to you that will demand strength. Perhaps right now you might be facing those things right now. We need to get physically stronger, because Les Brown said you get better or you get beaten. Alabama had to learn that. You hear me, Wes? I noticed they didn't say much about that. You get better or you get beaten. That's life. You get better physically or you get beat by life. You get better, you get stronger mentally, or you get beat by life. You get stronger emotionally, or you're going to get beaten by life. And most importantly, you get stronger physically, or you will be beaten by life. Amen. Why must we get strong? Because in order to go to the next level, we're going to need strength. How many want to go to the next level? In order to get to the next level, it's going to require strength. Another reason why we need to get strong is because one sure way to get beat is stay weak. M. Scott Peck said in his book, A World Waiting to Be Born, it was a discourse on civility. M. Scott Peck, Dr. Peck, pointed out that he think that a strong will is one of the greatest blessings of life. If you got a strong will, that's one of the greatest blessings of life. He said, not because a strong will guarantees success, but because a weak will surely does. So I got to get strong. I got to strengthen my will. Because if I don't, if I'm weak, I'm going to lose. You can't be a weak Christian and stay away. The devil is too strong. He's coming at us every day. I think Sister Whitney touched on the fact that Brother Floyd said that there are some folks the devil got wrapped up. You trying to make it. So he's coming after you with new skills and new strategies. Is that right? In order for me to go to the next level, I've got to have strength. In order for me, here's another reason. Another reason why I need to be strong is to do the things I need to do when I need to do them. How many can say this morning some things I need to do, but I keep putting it off? I keep hesitating. I keep procrastinating. I keep vacillating. In order to do the thing that I really need to do, some things you got to force yourself to do. You can't wait on the motivation. But watch this. When you force yourself to do it, the motivation will come. Einstein said, nothing happens until something moves. If you want to see something happen in your life, something's got to move. You got to take action. It ain't going to just happen. I can't go out to the field, Yvonne, and say, I want some corn. Well, I could do it. But you ain't going to get none that way. Is that right? Nothing happens until something moves. And so I've got to get stronger because of the confrontations of life. I've got to get stronger because remaining weak guarantees I'm going to lose. I got to get stronger because in order to go to the next level, I need strength. How many want to go to the next level? But in order to get to the next level, it's going to take strength. That's why the Lord says, be strong, get strong, share your strength. Don't just be strong, get strong. And when you are, what are you going to do? You're going to reach out and share your strength. Is that right? If strong people keep helping strong people, what's going to happen? Well, in the world, in the corporate culture, the strong trample over the weak. The strong dog out the weak. Is that right? But in Christ, watch this. Watch the beauty of it. The strong bears the infirmities of the weak. Isn't that powerful? In Christ, the strong strengthens their brother. This church can't go to the next level if people stay at the same level. We got to change people's thinking at Bush Hill Church of Christ. We got to change people's beliefs at Bush Hill Church of Christ. We got to change people's behavior. I know if my life is going to change, I got to change my thinking. I got to change my beliefs. Amen. I got to change my behavior. Amen. Is that right? If I want to go to the next level, there are some things I need to do because there are some things I need to do every day. And if I can do enough good things every day, they will add up to make a big difference. Did you know that? If you save a dollar every day, just $1, let me show you how simple this is, yet how profound. If you just say $1 starting January 1st to December 31st, if you just save $1, don't put it in any type of financial instrument where it gains any interest. If you simply save $1 over a year's time, guess how many dollars you would have? Well, $365 ain't never give it to me. Earl, I can go buy groceries, fill my car up, get me a shirt, a tie, and a pocket square. Well, $365 is something else. It adds up. Is that right? What I'm simply saying, if you do something every day in your life that's moving you towards strength. Amen. Then you're going to get stronger this year. May I share the final thought with you? I want to talk about how to get strong. I want you to think about two things, repetition and resistance. Write those two things down. I want you to think about these two things. This week, I want to give you an assignment. Think about how repetition and resistance helps us to get strength. Let's use resistance first, and I'm going to come back to it. Jay, I bought me. You started out. Well, I'm going to get in shape here. Lean, mean fighting machine. But y'all laughing at? I mean that. Spurling, I went and got me some barbells. I went and got me a kettlebell. Y'all know what a kettlebell is? Yeah. My yellow got me one weighs 70 pounds. You swing that baby, and it get butter from the duck. Cupcake, I'll be. That's resistance. That's resistance. To get stronger, you got to deal with resistance. Brother Harris ran a 26-mile marathon. Earl, did you know that? You heard? I believe he did it. Harris, can you run one now? But he probably could if he trained. Maybe let's give him a half of that, Yvonne. Give him a 10K. Amen. What are you saying, Brother Mark? I'm saying resistance. When you embrace your problems and your struggles, they make you strong. Listen to the word of God. Count it all joy, my brother, when you fall into divers trials and temptations, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. I heard a brother told me he could bench press. I understood, Brother West, that Amari Cooper, he who is the receiver for Bama, this boy can bench press 400 pounds. That's brothers are good for him. But I'm sure the only way he got to that level of strength, he had to deal with the principle of resistance. And so I embrace my problems and my struggles because they are a part of my life. I'm going to have them. I wish I wouldn't have them, but they're part of the package of life. So I learn how to gain strength from them. I'm not saying it's easy. It's difficult. But exercising is difficult, isn't it? Isn't it? That's why so few do it. So few people do it. Because it's, but I guarantee you, it can make you stronger. Is that right? Then think about repetition. But before I get into repetition, let me talk about overcoming and becoming. In order to become, you got to overcome some stuff. Is that right? In order to become rich, you got to overcome debt. You got to overcome poverty. In order to get in top physical shape, you got to overcome some physical impediments, some physical setbacks in order to overcome. Is that right? Well, the Bible says that Jesus said, I have overcome the world. If I want to go to heaven, I got to overcome the world. I can't let the world overcome me. I got to overcome the world. Amen. And then not only that, he said, I have overcome the world, and he became our Savior. Listen to Hebrews 5, 8 and 9. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience to the thing which he suffered. Being then made perfect, he became, look at it, the author of eternal salvation. To whom? To them that obey him. Now let me give you a few things as I close. Let me give you, now I'm talking about repetition. There are some things you got to keep doing over and over again if you want to get strong. How many want to get strong? Yeah. Resistance and repetition is how you get strength. The first thing I want to share with you is you've got to study the word. You got to have the word in your life. You can't have minimal word, marginal word. You got to have maximum word in your life. Is that right? Because the word of God, the more time you spend studying the word, it will build you up. How many believe the word can build you up? The Bible says the word will build you up and give you an inheritance among them that are sanctified. So the first thing you got to do, you got to come to Bible class. You got to read your Bible. You got to meditate. You got to hear messages like these. You got to expose your mind to the word. The devil doesn't want you to have the word because the Bible said, then cometh the devil and takes away the word out of your hearts, lest you should believe and be saved. So I've got to, on a weekly basis, I've got to spend some time with the word. Man doesn't live but by every word. Words are powerful. Word can start wars. Huh? The Bible says that words are powerful. Words can make, break, shape lives. This word will save your soul. So in 2015, you got to spend time, quality time with the word. Second thing you got to do, and you got to do it repeatedly, repetition. The second thing is you got to pray. You got to pray this year like you hadn't prayed in 2014. You got to take your prayer life to another level. You got to be relentless. How many got some issues you need to pray about in your life? How often are you praying about it? You praying about it every day? How many have written down? How many got a prayer journal? You ought to have a prayer journal. May I suggest you get a prayer journal. And you write in that prayer journal your prayer requests. And you see if God won't honor your prayer requests. Jesus said men should always, what, pray. You got to pray when you don't feel like praying. You got to pray when you don't think nothing is happening. You got to pray when you don't feel like praying. You got to be relentless in your prayer life. Amen. I got to pray. I got to pray. Somebody said they use a formula called push. Pray until something happens. Is that all right? The third thing you got to do, you got to keep doing. You got to keep praying. You got to keep studying the word. If you want to get strong. How many want to get stronger? You gotta keep studying the word. You gotta keep hearing messages. In my car, I buy motivational tapes and I listen to tapes that give me powerful thoughts to keep my mind in the right place. I read good books. I pray. Because it takes that much to keep my mind on the track it needs to be on. So much discouraging, so much around you can defeat you. So just like I feed my body, I got to feed my mind. Just like I feed my body, I got to feed my spirit. And I got to do it every day because I want to get stronger. Amen. And I know I ain't going to get stronger just looking at that kettlebell. How you doing today? I got to pick it up and work with it, Marilyn. I got to do something with it. Is that right? Here's another thing you got to do repeatedly. You got to worship. You got to worship. Worship should not be something that's more or less a duty. It is a duty, but it should be a privilege. How many want to worship the Lord? And I'm telling you, the more you worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, the more you sing these songs and they touch you in the depths of your being, the more you hear the word and that word touches you where you need it to touch you, and the more you say, Father, I stretch my hands to thee because no other help I know, I'm telling you, your life gets better, your life gets stronger. Is that right? And the more the devil can keep you out of here. Are y'all hearing this? In our educational team, we talked about, and we got a lot of great educators in this congregation, and one educator was being criticized. She pushed back, and she said, you expecting for me to produce these excellent educational results, but I'm dealing with two problems, tardiness and absences. Well, how can I do my best job if I'm continually dealing with tardiness and absences? Let me show you something. When it comes down to the track, we don't have that much time. We don't do a thing 5 days a week. And the more people are tardy and absent, the more it hurts them. Amen. I got to keep doing the things that strengthen me. I got to keep praying. Whatever problem in your life, there's a problem in my life right now that's troubling me. It's troubling me. And I'll admit that. And what I do, I pray about it every day. Whatever it is that's troubling you, you know what it is. Well, let's put it this way. Maybe it's not troubling you. You have some concern. Is that better? You have some concern. I'm telling you, whatever it is you pray about it. I want to ask you this. Everybody here needs to pray for this church. Amen. We need every person on, as they say in the military, all hands on deck. We need every person here to pray for this church. We need every person here to pray for every other person in this church. Because that's the only way we're going to get stronger. I think we have got stronger. Can you say amen to that? I think we have gotten stronger, but we can do better. But we can't say we got enough strength now. We need to stop. We can't say that. Is that all right? And let me give you this last one, and I'm going to conclude. And that is, don't delay. The things you need to do, don't put them off. Don't delay. Let me share this with you. Alexander the Great was asked one day, he conquered the world at the age of 33. And he said when he had conquered the world at the age of 33, he sat down and wept because there were no more worlds to conquer. But he was mistaken because there was a world inside of him that needed conquering. There's a world inside of me that needs conquering. But they asked Alexander the Great, how did you conquer the world? He said, by not delaying. I took action. I stopped putting off the stuff. Because really, putting it off don't make it any easier. I think putting it off, Wes, makes it harder. Well, I get around to it. Isn't that true? But he said, I conquered the world because I stopped delaying. The day you stop delaying, it is the day you start the conquering of your world. Ain't that good news? How many want to be strong? How many want to get strong in 2015? Isn't this the year the Lord has made? Oh, I hear Jesus Christ saying, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Ain't that good news? And I got some good news, Brother Sperling. And that is God's truth is marching on. And I need God's truth. How many can say I need God's truth this morning? I need God's truth. God's truth is marching on. God's truth is invincible. God's truth is undefeatable. Is that all right? And that's why the hymnologist said, mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He's trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Is that all right? Glory! Hallelujah! His truth is marching on. And I'm telling you this morning that God is strong. They are weak, but he is strong. Is that all right? And because he's strong, God will renew my strength. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth, young folks get tired. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They'll mount up with wings like eagle. Run, Brother Harris, and not be weary. Walk and not faint. Is that all right? And I'm telling you, if you wait on him this year, he'll renew your strength. Is that all right? If you wait on him, you'll run and not be weary. If you wait on him, you'll walk and not faint. Run. If you wait on him, you'll soar like an eagle. How many can say, I believe I can fly this morning? I believe I can fly in 2015. How, Moss? By waiting on the Lord. Is that all right? And if I wait on him, He'll make everything all right. How many this morning can say, the Lord is all right? Can you say that? The Lord. Say it with me. The Lord is all right. Let's say it again. The Lord is all right. And if I wait on him. Come on, say it. If I wait on him, he'll renew my strength. If I wait on him, he'll make me mount up. If I wait on him, I run and won't get tired. If I wait on him, I walk and not be weary. So I'm telling you this, yeah, we can be stronger. Just start doing one simple thing every day, and you're on your way to strength. Amen? Just save $1 a day. Can you do that? That's your Snickers and your Hershey bar money there. Stand on your feet. That's a man. Can you give up one Snicker? One Hershey bar? Come on, y'all. Is that all right? If you do it consistently, 365 days, what do you have? 300 and how much? If you do it for 2 years, how much you got, Earl? I know you know. You a calculator. 735. Y'all heard him, didn't you? 730. You do it for 3 years. What you got, Jay? He said, don't do that to me. What you got, Harris? You do it for 3 years. You let Earl do all the calculating? I'm telling you, if you just consistently do it, amen. Just read two scriptures a day. I ain't telling you to read a whole chapter. Can you read three scriptures? Can you pray every day? Do you think it'll make a difference? Get you some good CDs. We got CDs here. Get them and listen to them. Amen. You need something to fill your mind, right? Something to encourage you, right? If you watch the news every day, you're going to be discouraged. That was two men killed over by the creek where that dog be sitting. Amen. Because all they do is give you what? The negative. Isn't that true? So if you feed on that, what's going to happen to you? You're going to be frustrated. Is that right? Pray with me. Lord, thank you for this church. We thank you this morning to see our dear sister Rachel. Thank you for the new life you've given her in Carnell and Khalil. And we praise your glorious name for her presence today. Thank you for the beautiful new life. Thank you for every member represented here today. Lord, bless this church in a special way. Lord, bless me. I need your help, Lord. I can't be what I need to be and do what I need to do without your help. But with your help, Lord, we can be the light of the world. We can be the salt of the earth. I pray this message will find a lodging place in the hearts of all you hear. And help us, Lord, to preach on another level, to teach on another level, to live on another level. And we'll be so careful to give you the praise and the thanks. Amen. The invitation is extended. If you're here, we're asking you to respond right now. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say. Let him say amen in your life. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the truth say.